like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Today, John, we're going to be talking about the movie Kill Your Darlings.
Okay.
I'm going to be so glad when this is over because I haven't enjoyed thinking about this movie. I admired this movie, but I did not enjoy it.
Well, now, wait. You and I were kiddos when the Beat Generation was hitting everybody over the head in the late 1940s. We were feeling the effects of Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs, Jack Kerouac. These were gods to us as English majors. So this is a movie about those three in their early days at Columbia. So tell me what's not to like.
Well, I found it a little unfocused. Suddenly I realized I'm watching Harry Potter, but he's not in the land of Hogwarts anymore at all.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Right, as in Allen Ginsberg. Dane DeHaan as the flawed and tragic Lucien Carr are compelling in this complicated love story.
Now, around 1944, there was a murder. Carr had murdered a professor who had been in love with him. Carr was a pretty boy with beautiful blue eyes who was seducing everybody left and right, providing inspiration for people like Ginsberg, who was really a young man who didn't even know his own sexuality. So this murder was a culminating event for the three of them that may have colored the rest of their lives as artists.
At first, you know, I see Lucien as a pompous pseudo-intellectual. He takes this naive freshman, Allen Ginsberg, downtown. Upon entering this apartment where the party takes place, he turns to him and says, "Welcome to Wonderland." But Ginsberg is introduced to drugs, booze, and some of the best minds of the Beat Generation.
Yes, right.
He's looking for a vision to focus his writing on. We meet William Burroughs. One of the most funniest scenes is at this party,
yes,
is sitting in a bathtub with a mask over his face,
right,
inhaling
nitrous oxide.
Okay, he's getting high. And Alan, by mistake, sits on the edge of the bathtub, and William Burroughs said, "You're sitting on my line." So he's cutting off his supply of this.
Yes. I love the classroom setting, going face to face with his professor, who was more straight-laced and Victorian. And here was Allen Ginsberg, who was telling the professor that he missed the point about free verse by not mentioning Walt Whitman. But what a great moment where you could see just the beginnings of a movie.
Then you add Jack Kerouac into the mix.
Oh, good one.
And the film lightens up a bit when the boys pull a typical college prank that involves the library. And when they're all spaced out on drugs at a jazz club is another one of my favorite scenes.
Yes.
They're so high on what we now call speed. The rest of the world appears frozen.
Yeah.
So there were elements of humor, but then it turns so dark. Tell us a little bit about the character David Karamer.
Yeah, he was a former professor who fell in love with Carr, was so devoted to Carr that he wrote his college papers for him. He ends up being murdered by him. I mean, it says kill your darlings, which is really a phrase that tells you to kill all of your extra phrases and words.
I was going to ask you about that.
But of course, you're killing your darlings, killing him. But you're right. That last part of the film really turns very dark and disconcerting.
Very dark.
But the singular disappointment in the film is that I wanted more of Ginsberg. But I realize it's Ginsberg's point of view. But it isn't just Ginsberg's story. But for me, he is the inspiration for this movement. He is the one who will become best known.
John, do you think the viewer has to be familiar with the authors of Ginsberg, Kerouac, and William Burroughs to get this film?
I'm going back to Ginsberg's Howl. I want to go back to read some of Burroughs. It stimulates me to do that again because they're not fresh in my mind. It's really a suspense story as much as it is an historical reflection.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Some of the strengths of the film were the cinematography. It captured the mood and time and place, I thought, perfectly.
Yeah.
The film left me feeling so empty, and I was wondering if the closing text, should they have been part of the story? Should that have been incorporated into the story itself?
It gives a documentary flair to it.
Right.
But Linda,
yes,
we have to decide on our individual grades for this movie. I'm going to award this a B. I would like more Ginsberg, and I may be unfair.
I agree with you. I wanted more about Ginsberg. I'm going to give it a C.
Regardless of our grades, Linda, anybody who goes to this movie is going to go back to their textbooks and read some more about some great Beat poets.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.